from Jerusalem. This is Nicole Raj reporting on the future of peace within the Middle East. I'm here today talking with Shani Zuk, 21-year-old Israeli. How are you doing today, Shani?
Good.
Very good. Shani, does the world accurately understand the Palestinian-Israeli conflict?
I think it's impossible for someone from the outside to understand how life is and the real conflict, because some actions you do can seem very terrible if you don't understand the background of them, if you don't understand like the life, if you don't even understand the history of things. So I don't think anyone can understand from the outside a situation, and I don't think even I understand the situation completely, because I can only see it from my side.
Interesting, thank you. My next question for you is, what do you think about Obama's latest proposal about 1967 borders with swaps?
I think it's also complicated, because on the one hand, it's a very non-defensive borders, and it's a problem for us because it's a very, very small country. It's like the size of, I don't know, how many people are in New York?
Don't know.
It's very small, and like you can at the most narrow place, it's like, I don't know, 45 minutes ride from one side to the other. So if we do that, and we have so many enemies around us, it's going to be a real problem to defend it. Because if you want to get from the border to like the cities at the heart of the state, it will take no time. And then you can like crush us. But I do have a very strong belief in our army and our ability to defend ourselves. And I also don't think we have many options, because we can't forever live in a war. And I don't think it will be good for either side for us to stay mingled. I mean, when us and the Palestinians will have both our states, then, I mean, it will be also less complicated, because, well, we'll have the more right to defend ourselves. We won't be conquerors.
Conquerors.
God, I forgot my English.
No, you're doing great.
And it's complicated.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you think the U.S. should be leading peace talks within Israel?
I have no idea.
Do you feel like Israel needs a third party to implement peace?
I think sometimes we need someone to force us to make brave steps, because it's hard to decide it for ourselves. I want to have the belief that we don't need a third party, that we can do it ourselves, but I'm not sure of it. And whether the U.S. should be the one doing it, the U.S. is kind of acting like a big brother of the world. Sometimes it's a problem because of the first question you asked me, that they don't necessarily understand the situation. But
Now, do you think peace will be achieved within your lifetime?
7 years. My name is Yoav.
I have no idea. I really hope so, but I kind of doubt it.
Okay, thank you for talking with me today, Shani.
You're welcome. Thank you.